Greetings, this is Dave Gilmore, and this is Design Intelligence. Decisiveness is a hallmark of effective leadership, what we've witnessed in just about every leadership context since the beginning of COVID-19 is the opposite of decisiveness. In most cases, fearful hesitation has prevailed. Worse yet, second-guessing. And even worse is the two steps forward, one step back, reverse decision-making. I get it. These are difficult times. The virus doesn't cooperate with our ideas, and we are left wondering what to do. But I think there's something else that's perhaps muddling effective decision-making through this present uncertainty. It's the false belief that decisiveness is equal to quickness. That is to say, there's the pervasive belief that to be an effective decision-making leader, one has to be quick about it. But quickness and effectiveness don't particularly fit into the same frame. To be honest with you, the quick decision is far more often the wrong decision. Such decisions are often knee-jerks, immediate reactions to given events, exchanges, and pressures. These decisions are often groundless, having little to no evidence, research, or validated understanding on which to base them. A word here about evidence. Partial, incomplete, unverified evidence is a pretty big bet on which to base material decisions. Gut-based decisioning often operates this way. A leader has some partial facts that quickly surveys the room of peers and gets a gut instinct to leap forward with a decision. Well, it sometimes works, yet the damage done when it doesn't is multidimensional. The most effective decision makers are not goaded into knee-jerking decisions by the tyranny of the urgent. Their decisions are marked by timeliness. Note the difference? Timely versus quickly. Quick decisions, or snap decisions, are usually marked by gut and guess. Timely decisions are marked by integrity and understanding. In the pursuit for the facts, integrity rises to the top. Understanding lights the way. The effective, authentic leader takes the time necessary to gather the facts, listen to wise counsel, seeks to understand, assesses the landscape of affected people and business, crafts clear, to-the-point communication, rehearses the decision with closest colleagues one last time, then strides forward. I spent the last 2 weeks in Massachusetts, where Governor Charlie Baker exemplifies effective decision-making. When so many of his peers across the other 49 states are knee-jerking, deciding, then reversing, or basing their decision on the whims of a divided constituency, Governor Baker has operated from a true leadership posture. He's actually leading. He gathered the facts, brought in his advisors, engaged the opposition, respected the experts, assessed the cost, worked side by side with his team to develop crystal clear communication, and then announced that effective August 1, all visitors to the Commonwealth of Massachusetts would have to register online before coming to Massachusetts. States with flattened infection rates are waived from the rule. Once in the state, all such visitors must quarantine for 14 days. Local authorities have been granted access to the registration database and have the authority to confront non-compliant visitors, citing them with a $500 per day fine. The expected uproar has been minimal. You see, citizens of Massachusetts have been witnessing the governor's effective decision-making throughout this crisis and have come to trust his decisions are not willy-nilly, unfounded, or politically driven. His care for the citizens of Massachusetts has come through loud and clear. Trust and confidence accompany effective decision-making. This is what it means to be an effective, authentic leader. What kind of leader are you? Until next time, this is Dave Gilmore, and this is Design Intelligence.